Hey, baby, it's me. How are you feeling? Oh, it's okay, baby. You must be so scared and confused as to what's happening to you as you dangle helplessly from the ceiling, naked, chained up, and surrounded by sexy police women. But don't worry, I'm here to explain everything to you. You see, I still feel kind of guilty about calling the cops on you, baby. I know you were being a bad, bad boy, and I know rules are rules, but you're my boyfriend. I wish I hadn't had to make that call and tell them about how I caught you naked, moaning, and touching yourself while looking at such naughty photos. You should have seen the look on your face when your door suddenly flew open and you saw me standing there with three police women. Watching them take you away while you spluttered and made excuses, crying out for me to help you, and having to testify against you in court afterwards. Oh, it may be the law, but it just made me feel a little guilty. Especially since they arrived to arrest you before you've been able to come. And especially considering you won't be able to do that again for quite some time. You see, I had a word with Judge Taylor as you were being taken away after the trial. Luckily for you, we've been friends since high school. She's known for being very strict and not hearing any pleas for leniency. But I had my way with her. Normally, when a boy is caught touching himself without permission, he's chained up naked in the town square for a week, and any woman who passes by can flog him for as long as she wants. I've seen boys howling and pleading for mercy after just a few hours, baby. But luckily for you, I was able to talk her out of it, sweetie. She's always believed that the punishment should fit the crime. And as it happens, there's a brand new experimental rehabilitation program I was able to get you signed up for instead. Not only that, but I convinced her to let me record this tape for you to keep you company and soothe your nerves as you begin your sentence. Aren't I just the best girlfriend? The program is very straightforward, baby. As you can see, you're completely helpless, with your arms shackled to the chains hanging from the ceiling, your knees spread wide by the bar fastened between them, and your legs bent back with your ankles strapped to your thighs. You can probably just about manage to swing and wiggle your body if you tug, strain, and pull on those restraints, but not nearly enough to wriggle out of your punishment. As I said, Judge Taylor believes in the punishment fitting the crime. So instead of being tied up in public for any woman who walks by to whip and flog your body for her own amusement, these policewomen will administer a much more fitting treatment. For the next few weeks, as long as it takes for them to feel that you've been properly rehabilitated, they're going to give you exactly what you wanted, baby. They're going to touch you, caress you, massage you, kiss you, and nibble on you. And they're going to stroke, lick, suck, tickle, squeeze, and polish your aching, throbbing, bobbing cock, just like you were doing when you were caught. And just like when you were caught, baby, you're not going to have an orgasm. Right, baby. For the foreseeable future, you're going to be teased and tormented out of your mind. These police women are absolutely merciless, and they love nothing more than to listen to a helpless, horny boy begging for mercy as they relentlessly tease and frustrate his body, and all while making sure he never gets over that edge. Now, baby, try not to be mad, but part of the deal to secure your escape from your original sentence was that I helped the judge fine-tune your punishment. She insisted that I tell her all about your sexual desires, your weaknesses, and your fantasies. And I was still under oath, baby, so I'm afraid I had to be completely honest with her. In fact, that's why the guards surrounding you are all wearing short mini skirts and strappy open-toed high heels with black nail polish. Your foot and leg fetish was one of the first things Judge Taylor asked me about. Given the pair of my heels you were playing with when they arrested you, the tight-fitting crop tops with the plunging necklines were also a personal suggestion of mine. You must feel like you're living in one of your fantasies right now, baby. Oh, but that's not all, baby. Did you notice the acrylic manicures all the guards are wearing? Like I said, baby, I had to tell the judge all of your secrets. And her reaction when I mentioned that you're just the most hilariously, helplessly ticklish boy I've ever met. Well, I wouldn't like to be you right now. That's right, baby. They know all of your ticklish spots. Under your arms, around your sides, your belly button, your toes, your balls. I mean, your whole body, really. As soon as I mentioned it, the judge booked the entire teasing team in for a stiletto manicure to make sure their nails were super sharp for the job. She was nice enough to let me come along as a guest and get a manicure too. So I've seen all of the sharp nails, which will shortly be tickling and tormenting every inch of your exposed skin on your body. Swirling around your sides, twirling in between your toes, wriggling around your balls and your thighs. And I just feel so sorry for you, baby. I can't even imagine how you're going to take it. Aww. Don't worry too much, baby. I know the tickling will be relentless and merciless, but you probably won't notice it as much as the teasing once the teasing begins. And you have my voice to distract you as well. Now, let me take your mind off of all this punishment by telling you about my day, baby. After they took you away, I decided to go shopping and cheer myself up a bit before coming home to record this tape for you. And you should see the outfit I bought myself, baby. Firstly, I decided to buy myself some new shoes since my favorite pair, which you used for your naughty fun, was still in the courthouse as an exhibit. I'll have to get them back in time for your release so I can wear them to welcome you home. It's such a shame you can't see these new ones, baby. You'd adore them. They're stilettos, just like my new nails. And they're completely open. The only thing covering my pretty sexy feet are two crisscrossing straps, which meet just before my toes, leaving each one of them free and accessible so I can show off my pretty glittery nail polish. They're going to take some breaking in, though. The arches are just so high. I don't think I've ever worn such a curvy pair of shoes before. I just know I'm going to need a long, luxurious foot massage after wearing them all evening. But since you went and got yourself imprisoned, I'll just have to find someone else to do it for me. Oh, I'm only teasing you, baby. The shoes weren't the only thing I bought, though. I mean, I just couldn't buy myself a pair of deliciously sexy shoes without a deliciously sexy dress to go with them. Oh, baby! I wish you could see me in this new dress. It makes me feel like a goddess. The straps are so tiny and transparent that it looks strapless. But there's no way a strapless dress could show this much off and manage to stay up the whole night. Wearing it home from the shops, I had every eye on me. Guys lusting after me and eating me up with their eyes. Women staring jealously as I sauntered down the street and soaked up all the attention. It probably wouldn't have been as intense if it hadn't been this long, airy slit cut into each side to let my smooth, toned, sexy legs glide in and out of it as I walk. I'm sorry, baby. As I'm making this, I know I'm making this hard for you. I bet you're wishing you just asked for permission to touch yourself instead of being so sneaky and trying to do it behind my back. Aw, it's just too late for begging now, baby. There's nothing more I can do to help you. I already got you off the hook for your original sentence. Being mercilessly and publicly flogged by every woman in the neighborhood? I just can't do anything more to help you, I'm afraid. All I could do is visit you myself and make them stop teasing you for a few minutes so I could play with you instead. And if I did come and give you a break from your punishment, baby, what would you do for me in return? Would you promise never to touch yourself without permission again? Would you get down on your knees and beg for my forgiveness? Would you kiss my feet and worship me like a queen? Whoops! Sorry, baby, I got a little carried away with myself. It doesn't matter anyway, baby. Even if I could do something to help you, well, I just don't feel like it, sweetie. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. It's not that I'm enjoying the thought of you aching for me and begging for release while you're being teased and tickled by so many sexy prison guards. It's just that I have plans tonight, baby. You see, after one of the photos you were caught being so naughty with turned out to be your boss, Julie. We got to know each other very well during your trial. Oh, she is just lovely, baby. I can see why you just have to work late so often. And since you told me that fantasy of all of us having a threesome together, I just knew you wouldn't mind if she came over and kept me company while you were away. I've already arranged for her to stay over tonight, baby. Hearing about all your naughty fantasies during the trial left both of us a bit hot and bothered. And since you're going to be helplessly tied up in prison, being tickled, teased, and tormented for the foreseeable future, well, we're just going to have to manage without you. So you see, I just couldn't cancel my plans with her to come and save you from your frustrating torment, baby. We're both looking forward to this far too much. Oh, it's okay. Just try not to think about me with her, baby. As you dangle in your restraints and the guards are tickling and teasing you out of your mind, don't think about me hanging out with your boss and telling her all kinds of secrets about you while we play with each other. Don't picture our naked, sexy bodies rubbing against each other. Don't think about my fingernails grazing over her breasts, tweaking and pinching them just like I do with your nipples, and her moans of pleasure as I begin to suck them one after another. Don't think about our long, toned, sexy legs intertwining with each other as we fuck, our toenails grazing each other's smooth, sensitive skin and sending tingles up and down our bodies, just like when I run my toes up your thighs. And most importantly, don't think about how many times we're going to make each other come while you're hanging helplessly in your bonds, out of your mind with frustration as the guards tickle and tease your helpless body. Don't think about me arching my body and throwing my head back in rapture again and again and again, moaning in ecstasy as she worships me, while you moan in desperation and beg the guards to stop teasing you right on the edge of release. Well, I should really go and get ready, baby. Julie will be arriving any moment, and I'm already dressed up so deliciously sexily for her. I just have to moisturize my legs and make sure they're as soft as can be for her. I'll have to use scented moisturizing cream on my thighs, my knees, my calves, and my feet. And it's going to take me a while, seeing as I don't have you here to kneel down and massage it for me. Night, night, baby. Have fun. Oh, I almost forgot. As a special treat, myself and Julie are going to be recording our night of passionate sex later, and I'll drop the tape over to the prison in the morning. What better distraction to listen to on the second night of your sentence?